Woof, 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 woof. We've got four of us here today. Finally, the army of four are back together here for the non-chasers. Show me the money, little bite-sized podcast that we're delivering on the daily basis. Paddy Garshagan is your host here, joined by the great Kenny. Kenny, how are you, my friend?
Well, Paddy, how's it going?
Very good. I thought I might give everyone their own individual introduction today, just as we spread the love in this great game. Benny Shaw, you're back from a little hiatus. How are you? How are you, great man?
Good, good. Nice and refreshed, ready to go. Yourself, how are you?
I like that. Yeah, man, I'm good. I'm good. And that leaves the best to last. Shagger, how are you, great man?
Oh, too kind. Very well after that kind introduction.
Look at this. Just warming you up. All right, let's talk results from last night. Let's get the elephant out of the room. We didn't have the best night, only the one winner. Don't let me mention who you tipped that one, but that's neither here nor there. Quick little Shagger, Benny and Kenny, what happened in your respective races? We'll start with you, Shagger.
Just didn't get away all that well last night, my tip. Oriental Gale, they ran 22.10 to win the race. She'd done a 22.06 the previous week. So, if she'd have jumped a bit better and found the lead, probably could have won the race. But, alas.
Unfortunate. You can't get them all. Kenny, your little synopsis?
I went for Cha-Cha K at Albion Park. It was another second, unfortunately. He just gave the leader too much at the start and wasn't able to catch up on him.
Rough. You've gone winner, second, haven't you?
Yeah, everything's been second bar my first hit.
Christ. Poor Kenny, mate. You need to turn it around. Benny with Sushi. How did old Sush Man go?
Yeah. It finished the race, which is a positive for me after recent efforts, so that was good. It began average and then got copped a little bump and ran on okay for third, but it was slightly disappointing. I thought it would get finish a bit closer if not win, but it's a positive. It finished the race, which is a win for me at this stage.
Very good. Well, as I said there, put in takeout job for Chief of Staff at Cannington, got the Chockies at $1.85 last night. Quick look at the leaderboard. I'm on the top going at 42%. Shagger, Kenny, just dipped into the negatives after this last night's results, but you're going to turn it around. And Benny, come on, mate, we need you to trouble the scorers now. Get one to lob. And what a perfect time to do it as we hit on your Tuesday. Is it the 31st of March today? 31st, 31 days in March? Sure is. As we hit the 31st of March, show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money.
Dollar. Right, let's make it pop and let's make it rain. Benny, the pressure's on. Who have you got? Show me the money. Show me the money, Benny.
Yeah. Sticking to Queensland tonight, up to Townsville. Race 5, number 2, Vegas Talks. It's down slightly in grade. Got the checks. 270 at the moment is a reasonable price for me, I think. Its main dangers are drawn out wide. I think it'll punch up, lead and win. So Townsville, race 5, number 2, Vegas Talks.
Beautiful, Benny. You know why I say beautiful? Because I'm going to be going to Townsville as well, two races later. Race 7, number 2, Rocket Jacks. Open 240, you can get $2.25 now. I suspect it will shorten even more. Let's keep a good thing rolling, boys. If we can get 2 out of 2 up in Townsville, Benny, that would be quite juicy. For the listeners, Shagger, let's go to you, great man.
So I'm at Warrigal tonight in the first, a maiden race, going for number 8, Sonor Sonor. This dog has pretty good early pace. He's only had the one start. Looks as though he preferred to be on the outside of runners. So box 8, I hope, will suit well. Should be able to beat the 7 out. There will be a bit of a danger in the red, the dog called Blazing Strings. A little bit slow in the first few steps, shows great muster, but I think the 2 will jump in front of it and block its run. The interesting runner is a first starter. We own a Polly out of a very good litter. That's the bit of an unknown. But drawn in the middle, I think the 8 gets the job done.
Signor. $3.10. I like that. We own a Polly, nicely named Pooch. Kenny. Wrap us up here, mate. Are you going back to Perth? Are you going back to what you know?
No, we're doing a complete tour of Australia, and I'm going to head to New South Wales, race one at the Gardens. The reserve has come into this race called Zipping Russell. He is currently $1.55 favourite. On his debut, he didn't trap the best. He got into a lot of trouble. I had an issue with him. He looked very green when he was in behind. So I just have my doubts over him. He's got a litter roller in the race in box seven, Zipping Sheldon. Box six, it went straight for the rail last time out. So I'm hoping he does the same thing again. It'll give seven a good clear run, and he's currently $3.30.
So you're tipping the seven to roll the $1.55 pot.
I am indeed. I like that. The market says he'll come second, but I'm going to say he's coming first.
Now, if you really think you can, we really think that the non-chasers are going to bust down the walls here. If you all up these four to win, that is paying 70 to one. Imagine that. Gentlemen, there are the tips. We're also going to post them in a comment as well underneath the podcast and in the description so you can find our tips nice and easy. As always, gentlemen, thanks for sharing the best 5 minutes of the day with all of us.
No worries, mate.
It's been a pleasure.
Very good. And as always, gamble responsibly. Dish Liquors, you know the rest. Hooroo.